Diskus auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Die Isländer spielen heute und morgen im schönen Berghain und sie haben es vorher zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir quatschen über ihre neunte LP Mexico, sage ich jetzt mal, die im Juni erschienen ist. Und die kommt wieder ein bisschen fluffiger daher und ist nicht nur was für Freunde von Minimal Techno Music. Wir besprechen, wie es zu dieser Entwicklung kam, dieser Entwicklung zurück zum Pop. Wir finden heraus, was Guskus den frühen Island-Punks zu verdanken hat. Und wir reden über einiges mehr, bevor wir die letzten Tickets, die allerletzten Tickets für ihre Show verlosen, die heute, wie gesagt, stattfinden wird. Im Berghain, first of all, sage ich aber nochmal Hello and welcome, Höken and Daniel from Guskus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How are you doing, boys?
Good, in good shape.
You're looking good as
well.
Look like those healthy boys from Iceland coming to the dirty town of Brooklyn playing the show tonight.
We look exquisite on radio.
So where are you coming from today? Did you play shows in the last days?
Yeah, we just came from Poland.
Oh, wow.
We just did a week of touring in Poland where we went to Wrocław, Poznan, Warsaw, Gdansk,
Krakow.
Yeah, Krakow. It was very nice. We really liked it. Polish people were wonderful to us. We sold out all shows.
Wow!
So people were going crazy. It was really fun.
Cool. That sounds good to me. And it seems as if the Polish people love you too, just like the Germans do in Berlin City. So tonight you're going to play at Berghain and you've played there for the last couple of years, right? So it must be your favorite club in Berlin. Is it a conscious decision to always go there, or does your booker just say it went well okay last time so let's put them there again, or do you guys go, no, we want to play at Berghain, they have the brutal sound there?
It suits our music perfectly. The sound system and
it's a very good sound,
you know, although the capacity is not, you know, the biggest. We could go, obviously, because we're doing two shows.
Sure, you know? Two sold out shows.
Mm-hmm. So, but you know, it's ideal for our music.
Yeah, cool.
Really.
And I really dig that you play there twice instead of going into the next bigger venue, which has a crappy sound. And you know, so many bands do that just because it makes more sense financially. One can feel that you're doing it for the music with a decision like that. You know, that's why I have a lot of respect for that.
Dedication.
Yeah. Dedication and education, musical education. And congratulations once again on your new LP, LP number 9. It's a danceable beast again. You can dance your asses off to it. But in comparison to Arabian Horse or 24/7, it's a more fluffy, poppier production. And I know that you're a constantly changing band. Something always happens with Guskus. Somebody's leaving, another band is coming to the band. And the sound constantly changes, and I love that. But how did that new sound happen? What made you go into a poppier direction this time?
We were just in a sprightful, you know, happy mood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it felt natural to as an extension to from the, as you said, the more I guess it's a deeper sound. It's more it's more techno, the Arabian Horse and especially 24/7, of course.
24/7 was a beast,
that
actually.
That was a deep beast. I mean, I remember we all just felt we wanted to spike things up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just took the highway instead of, you know, doing those endless detours on the country roads.
Yeah, I felt like, I remember one time, guys, I wanna ride down in a long station Volvo, mint green, and with windows down, and ride it slow down the boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And it should be that sound.
Okay.
And then I remember that was an image that came up in the head, at least.
Interesting theory, an interesting image, I think, for the new sound of Guskus. It's an old school Volvo, kind of greenish color, windows down, and it's going very slow.
Slow down the boulevard,
Although it's a super safe car, it's going slow.
But you can fit a lot of people in it, so.
That's another part of the image.
Exactly.
Totally cool.
And it's a party truck.
Yeah, Swedish party truck with Icelandic people in there. I've read that, Högni, you appeared in the studio on the last records, on Arabian Horse and on 24/7, after most of the stuff was done, especially on Arabian Horse. You get in there and you dropped some melodies and you were like, oh, thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. That was it. But this time, you kind of like changed the department as well, and you were into the beat making office, as I call it, for the first time. How important was it for you to change the way of producing to keep keep it fresh?
I felt it was very important. I mean, from my aspect, I wanted to grant the, because I've been a fan of Couscous for, you know, for many years, and, you know, and I'm of course from another generation than them. So I was dancing in 2005 to the sound of Couscous. 2004, 2003, 2004. And I remember after Arabian Horse, and remember after 24/7, especially for this one, I wanted to especially attach a more, as you say, more constructed sort of setting into the band, sort of. And in that aspect, I remember I wanted to write some arrangements, and we did the brass arrangements and the string arrangements. And I remember we had a bit of a conversation, me and one of the guys, about brass, because it was the first time that you hear brass in a Couscous song. And you know, I had to sort of put my fist on the table, so to speak, about that. And Piki Vera said, "Well, no, never brass. Oh, brass is just it's just too.
I hate brass.
I hate brass." And then we put it on, and it went well. Went down quite well, and then he was loving it by the end week.
Cool. So you surprise each other sometimes, still, right?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, because you do have different departments in the band, right? Like two of you guys, Bongo and Biggie, are more about the sound and the beats and stuff, and then you, Hergni, come in, and Daniel as well, and you take more care about the melody and stuff. And I think it's an interesting thing that you have departments in the band, so you can keep it democratic without everyone getting involved in everything, you know. It's like a film crew, like a director, a sound guy, light guy. Everyone's important, as important as the other guy. No one is more important, but there shouldn't be one guy missing. Otherwise, you have no sound. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's a dynamic collaboration, basically. You know, we can step into each other's territories, although you know, we have our, you know, own territory as well.
Sure. And the thing is that you can still surprise each other, because that's the funny thing. I mean, no, many members have been in and out of the band since 1995, but I really think that it's interesting that this band can constantly surprise each other within the band with like new ideas, leaving the department for one song and going back into the department. I really think it's a cool idea to keep it fresh and interesting for you as well, not only for the listeners.
I mean, I took a 7-year break from Couscous, you know, when I was doing my solo stuff, and I came back fresh, you know, with new ideas and you know, full of you know, geist and will to do new stuff.
The will to do new. I mean, I think it's paramount to use that word paramount. It's paramount for the artist to reinvent himself.
Yeah,
I think it's not a cliche. It's just You are a dynamic human being, and you are in constant shape, and you are reflecting society in a way. You're reflecting yourself, and you somehow.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily in a broader understanding. It's just about finding that new niche that keeps your vibe.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Yeah, sure. And that's the cool thing, as I said to you right in the beginning of Couscous, that's an open system, constantly changing. Nobody gets bored. And you can, as you are an individual in the world that's growing, getting older, getting old eventually, you know, you have to change your perspective. And Couscous is a band that makes that possible. That's a cool thing. You know, there's so many bands where you can't just change the subject of the songs, or you can't even go from major to minor songs, and people will be pissed, you know. So that's a cool thing.
It's good to grow.
Yeah, I really think so. Let's listen to another song of Mexico, how I call it. I tried to use the original pronunciation. Let's listen to Obnoxiously Sexual. Sexy song, by the way.
Thank you.
Time. wish you didn't know I would steal you from your girlfriend. Your filter to the secret side, fed and raised by the fourth sky. Alone as we fly, somewhere close. Keep that in mind for the sake of
Song Guskus mit Obnoxiously Sexual, ein weiterer Auszug aus ihrer im Juni erschienenen Platte Mexiko. Heute Abend spielen sie im Berghain und morgen Abend auch nochmal. Beide Shows sind ausverkauft. Ich habe aber hier noch die allerletzten Tickets, die ich verlosen darf und die könnt ihr in wenigen Minuten haben. Eine Frage habe ich aber vorher noch an die beiden Herrschaften von Guskus, die es zu mir ins Studio geschafft haben. Hökni und Daniel sind immer noch da. In an interview with you guys, I've read an interesting theory that you guys made up, and that says that most of the Icelandic artists, and we love them all, you know, Icelandic, if an artist comes from Iceland, you basically can buy the record without listening to it, because most of the times it's really beautiful music, and music that has another approach, I think, that most artists have. And I've read the theory of you guys saying that it all came to Iceland in the late 70s with punk music, and that the first punk bands inspired all the Icelandic people to try their own music, mm-hmm. and that it was super important that the music differs from the other artists' music. So the punks came to Iceland, and all the Icelandic people were like, oh yeah, I can be in a band as well. The most important thing is that my band sounds different to all the rest. Mm-hmm. So how much punk is in Guskus, and how much punk is in you guys, especially when one has it in the back of one's head that you're changing the subject all the time. And I feel sometimes that's a little punky as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a punk.
Punk man. I think punk, you're a punk man. No, I think the attitude of punk is very relevant. Yeah. It's very significant. Still, it is. I mean, punk was all about breaking that conditional environment, which was just people do things out of normality. Yeah. I think punk came into society as this force of saying, hey, we are individuals, we denounce all institutional power, and yes. we are there to represent ourselves as human beings, which are in a new direction,
yeah.
taking society into new planes.
Yeah.
I think artists are always in some aspect should always and have to be have this nature within them. Yeah. Just as a societal force, yeah. I think.
But many don't, you know.
And many don't, of course not. That's yeah. that many don't. That not necessarily everybody has that will, you know. Yeah. The people maybe not brought up in a society like that.
Yeah.
I think in Iceland there's a strong sense of community. Of course, mm-hmm. it's an isolated island, but it also has this strong sense of literacy and intellectuality.
Yeah.
Societal awareness,
yeah.
Punk Force, we sort of adapted that, of course, to yeah. our generation. Guzguz generation took that, was the second generation from yeah. from punk.
Yeah.
Of course, in, under a lot of influence from those big pivotal figures and like the Sugar Goobs and yeah. those things. So I think that element, of being unique, being strong, being having the will to do whatever.
Yeah.
There was a strong slogan, a tag, which is world domination or death, which yeah. the Sugar Coops said. And I think the Icelandic music scene has that resonating within them.
Yeah, but and I always thought, and I think many people always think that the Icelandic people sound so special because it's a really special surrounding and the whole environment is so special. And there's lakes and rivers and mountains you can look at while composing. Mm-hmm. But after your theory, I really think that it was more of this early punks who kind of like told the Icelandic people to rethink their musical abilities and their philosophy of music and just do their own stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a compound in a long structure of many different parameters.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if we could explain the whole thing, we would be able to do Icelandic music without going to Iceland. Yeah, it's not possible. That's not possible.
But there's a big thank you and a shout out to the Sugar Cubes.
Yes.
I mean, they basically pioneered this kind of
curve.
You know, conquering new territories in their own way, and they were not, you know, imitating anything else.
No, and that's really what I think is special, because I it's really hard to find an Icelandic band that sounds like any other band from the whole planet. So I think that's a cool thing. So next year there's going to be a 20th anniversary of Guzguz. Yes. You started out in 1995. Are you planning a rock opera or something for that?
It's still a happy marriage.
That's good. Yeah.
It's a happy marriage. We
because you were away for 7 years.
About.
I'm just going to get some cigarettes.
Yeah. We say that with some video clips. There's a pout on our face. A pout. No, I mean, it is. I mean, like all marriages, from me as a young, as the newborn, I look at it sort of with a playful eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, being a band is not the easiest task. It's not like a regular
work
environment. It's it's passion. It's sure. human. You know, it's art. But of course, it's, you know, it's this direction that everybody wants to achieve something from it. And I think Guzguz is doing quite well keeping it together. Danny went for 7 years at a cigarette break.
And I didn't stop smoking.
It didn't stop you smoking, that, did it? No, I mean, 20-year anniversary next year, maybe we'll write in the opera.
Yeah, cool. And you'll definitely be back to Berlin and you'll play some shows and party with the people in 2015.
Of
20
course.
Years of Guzguz. That has to be, that's a good reason for a big party. Let
Absolutely,
me tell you that.
Yeah.
So people out there, heute Abend ist die große Party im Berghain. Das 20-Jährige wird zwar noch nicht gefeiert, aber man kann ja auch 19-jähriges Jubiläum feiern. Mit Guzguz kann man ja auch mal machen. Mexiko heißt die neue Platte, die jetzt gerade erschienen ist im Juni, und die wird heute nochmal auf die Bühne des Berghain gebracht und morgen eben auch. Die allerletzten Tickets habe ich jetzt für euch hier zu liegen. Wer daran möchte, der ruft an unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Meine Kollegin Miki Sitsch schreibt euch auf die Liste. Und wir sind von Kompakt auch mit einem Trostpreis noch ausgestattet worden, wollte ich sagen. Und zwar kann ich die Mexiko-LP hier auch nochmal in signierter Form verlosen für diejenigen, die jetzt am Telefon nicht mehr durchkommen. Wer also die neue Guzguz-CD haben möchte, die Mexiko heißt, der schreibt einfach eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Mexiko und bitte eure Adresse mit reinschreiben. Und wenn wir die dann gekriegt und gelesen haben, dann schicken wir euch die neue Guzguz-Platte zu. Daniel Hoekni, thanks again for visiting me.
Danke.
And I hope I'll see you in 2015. I want to be part of the party.
Yeah. You can serve the couscous.
I will. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.